are back. I am Andrew Langer in for Steve Gruber today. Let me bring on our guest. His name is Chris Widener. He's the founder of politiccrossing.com. Chris, if I'm mispronouncing that, please forgive me. He is an author. He's a speaker. He ran for the Senate in Washington State a few years back. And let me ask you this, Chris. So we've been trying to talk about this Nashville shooting and this trans day of vengeance, and you got folks who don't want the shooter's manifesto to be released. Clearly, there's some culpability here in the LGBTQIA community for what happened in Nashville. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's interesting. I just did a Facebook post that said, if a clown walked into a convenience store, killed three people, and then was shot by the police who responded, would the news sit around talking about clown phobia? And it's obvious that the reaction to this is to sway people to not hold anybody culpable for it other than the guns. And, of course, the people who might happen to have a different opinion than those who are trans activists. You know, here in Hamilton County, we're over in Chattanooga, our group, Hamilton County Conservatives, raised 2,000 signatures in about 10 days to make drag shows 18 years and over. We turned those over to Greg Vidal, our representative, and Bo Watson, our state senator. And within a couple of months, we passed that law. And now they're trying to blame the law that we simply don't want children present at drag shows for the reason why this person went and killed a bunch of kids. Seems like very ironic and weird thinking.
Yeah, it is. I agree with you there. What's interesting to me also is the president was asked yesterday about whether or not this shooter was targeting Christians, or whether or not this was attack on Christians. He refused to say it. I mean, to me, it's fairly obvious here. And given that Politicrossing is the intersection of faith and politics, clearly I know you guys have something to say about this.
Yeah, and, you know, I sort of take I wouldn't call it a moderate approach, but a let's take a look at the other kinds of things Christians in particular should be thinking about. One of the things I don't like about Christians is the way we approach people who are different than us. The Bible says that we should speak the truth in love, and I always consider those sort of two bookends, right? You have to, first of all, speak the truth, and a lot of people aren't willing to speak the truth. They're quiet, they're timid, they say, I don't want to get involved. But then you have others who all they want to do is love, right? Well, if they, you know, let's just agree, they can do, you know, whatever. God loves everybody, that kind of stuff, right? They're all love with no speak the truth. But then you have a lot of people who are all speak the truth with no love. And what I'd like to be able to see, particularly from the conservative or Christian conservative community, is more of an emphasis on how do we live in this multicultural society with 330 million people, address the issues that we want to address, like, for example, getting a law passed that makes drag shows 18 years and over, and yet not express condemnation of people who live differently than us. It is a very fine line to walk. I believe we can walk it, but it's just simply easier to fall into one of the two camps. Just tell them how bad they are, or just tell them how great they are. I think we need to learn how to do that a little bit better.
Yeah, but it's also this idea of you can't turn around and blame, you can't blame the victims for the crimes being perpetrated against them, which is what they seem to want to do in this particular case, right? I mean, it is amazing to me, the mental gymnastics, not the least of which is the mental gymnastics of also calling the shooter a victim here. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, and you're exactly right, and it's hypocritical because in other situations, the left is the side that screams, you can't blame the victim, yeah. You know, and so I think that that's interesting, you know, whether it's a police shooting of somebody who was involved in a crime and wouldn't stop or wouldn't, you know, they kept resisting arrest and placed the officer's life in danger, or a rape victim who, you know, they would say you can't blame her because she didn't dress, you know, appropriately, whatever. And I think it's important for us to understand you can't blame the victim. You have to blame what was perpetrated, not just the victim.
Let me shift gears here. We're talking with Chris Widener. He is the founder of politiccrossing.com, the intersection of faith and politics. Number one on your trending stories on your website is what does AI say about the resurrection of Jesus? What does What does AI say about the resurrection of Jesus, Chris?
Well, that's interesting you bring that up. I'm a big fan of AI, and yet I know a lot of conservatives are terribly concerned about it, and I suppose there may be some reasons to. But I was watching a debate online on Twitter between Musk and Jordan Peterson. Not a debate, but they were talking about how AI is very biased. And what I've learned extensively using chat GPT is that it will give you whatever perspective you want it to give.
Right.
So that prompt that spurred that article was, from an evangelical Christian perspective, tell me, give me reasons why the resurrection should be believed. And it did. It wrote it from that perspective. I've actually also done one that I used for an article once where I said, give me 50-word bio written by a left-wing radical leftist about Donald Trump. And, of course, it was Donald Trump was the 45th president of the United States. He was terrible, rotten, horrible, and, you know, misogynist, blah, blah, blah. Then I said, give me a 50-word bio of Donald Trump written by a MAGA-loving Trump supporter. And it said Donald Trump, the 45th president, his presidency was marked with lower taxes and, you know, great things and moving the thing to Israel, moving the embassy to Israel.
Oh, yeah.
It will write from whatever perspective you ask it to write from. And so I find it really interesting, and I found it very helpful.
Yeah, so let me ask you. So Politic Crossing, I mean, you've had a widely varying career. You've done a number of different things. Why did you found Politic Crossing?
Well, it's interesting. I got into politics when my best friend, Dino Rossi, ran for governor of the state of Washington in 2004. Long story short, he lost the closest governor's election in U.S. history, 129 votes out of 3 million cast. He won the vote, then he won the recount, then he lost the hand recount. That's when they stepped in and stole it. And I was a pastor at the time, or prior to that, just prior to that, I'd been a pastor, and I got very involved in politics. And so I wanted to view politics from a Christian perspective. And so I've been involved in it a long time. I started a company called Positively Republican in 2008 and ended up selling that in the run-up to the election in 2015. And I've just always wanted to have a voice into the political world, but from a uniquely Christian perspective. I think everybody ought to have a voice in politics. That's what democracy is about. This one just happens to be from the traditional Judeo-Christian perspective.
And how do you pronounce the website name? Because I've now butchered it a bunch of different ways.
I call it Politic Crossing, but, you know, you say tomato, I say tomato.
Politic Crossing is the website, PoliticCrossing, politiccrossing.com. Chris Weiner, thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That was Chris Weiner, again, the founder of Politic Crossing. I see, there you go. I'm going to continue to butcher it, but go check it out. It's a very interesting website to say the least. Let me grab this here. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company. Wolverine has been locally owned and operated for nearly 75 years. Michigan people, giving you the best water of your life. Support the home team and our good friend Paul Mahaney and his Michigan team, WolverineWaterSystems.com. That is WolverineWaterSystems.com. Go and check that out. Listen, when we come back, I'm going to be joined by my old friend Grover Norquist. We're going to shift gears. I want to talk about this Matt Taibbi story. We're going to be talking to Grover about this. We got some other folks that we're going to talk about it with as well. Taking your texts, taking your phone calls, Facebook.com/Andrew Langer Show, 877-310-9966 is the phone number. I'm Andrew Langer. I'm in for Steve Gruber. And, of course, this is the Steve Gruber Show.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.
Welcome.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for